I know beyond all doubt that there is nothing for man to do but to change his own concept of himself to assume greatness and sustain this assumption. If we walk as though we were already the ideal we serve, we will rise to the level of our assumption and find a whole world in harmony with our assumption. We will not have to lift a finger to make it so, for it is already so. It was always so. Instead of changing things, I would suggest to all to identify themselves with the ideal they contemplate. What would the feeling be like were you of two pure eyes to behold iniquity if to you all things were pure and you were without condemnation? Contemplate the ideal state and identify yourself with it, and you will ascend to the sphere where you, as Christ, have your natural life. There is no one to change but self. All you need do to make men and women holy in this world is to make yourself holy. You are incapable of seeing anything that is unlovely when you establish within your own mind's eye the fact that you are lovely. It is far better to know this than to know anything else in the world. It takes courage, boundless courage, because many this night, after having heard this truth, will still be inclined to blame others for their predicament. Man finds it so difficult to turn to himself, to his own consciousness as to the only reality. My concept of myself molds a world in harmony with itself and draws men to tell me constantly by their behavior who I am. The most important thing in this world to you is your concept of self. When you dislike your environment, the circumstances of life, and the behavior of men, ask yourself, who am I? It is your answer to this question that is the cause of your dislikes. If you do not condemn self, there will be no man in your world to condemn you. If you are living in the consciousness of your ideal, you will see nothing to condemn. To the pure, all things are pure. Now I would like to spend a little time making as clear as I can what I personally do when I pray, what I do when I want to bring about changes in my world. You will find it interesting, and you will find that it works. No one here can tell me they cannot do it. It is so very simple, all can do it. We are what we imagine we are. This technique is not difficult to follow, but you must want to do it. You cannot approach it with the attitude of mind, I'll try it. You must want to do it, because the mainspring of action is desire. Desire is the mainspring of all action. Always put yourself into a position where you have the greatest ease. That is the first stage. To know what you want is the start of prayer. Secondly, you construct in your mind's eye one single little event which implies that you have realized your desire. I always let my mind roam on many things that could follow the answered prayer, and I single out one that is most likely to follow the fulfillment of my desire. One simple little thing, like the shaking of a hand, embracing a person, the receiving of a letter, the writing of a check, or whatever would imply the fulfillment of your desire. After you have decided on the action which implies that your desire has been realized, then sit in your nice, comfortable chair or lie flat on your back. You take the simple, little, restricted action which implies fulfillment of your prayer, and you feel it or you enact it. Whatever it is, you enter into the action as though you were an actor in the part. You do not sit back and visualize yourself doing it. You do it. What would I feel like now were I what I want to be? When I know what the feeling would be like, I then close my eyes and lose myself in that single sensation, and my dimensionally greater self then builds a bridge of incident to lead me from this present moment to the fulfillment of my mood. That is all you need do. Your creative power takes those ideas, which are thought of with feeling, and projects them in your outer world.